Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Friday here on the show. Fun Friday. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Saturday is the Royal Rumble. It is here. We've got a men's and a women's Royal Rumble match. Drew McIntyre, Sami Zayn, and Gunther and AJ Styles. Perhaps more added on SmackDown. SmackDown is, it's taped. But we're not going to give spoilers here on this show. But we'll talk about as much of the Royal Rumble as we can without giving away spoilers. That's coming up here tonight. Also this weekend, we have got Collision, which was, we got an announced lineup for Saturday. 5 matches scheduled for that show. There is a AAA show and more. We, of course, were not here yesterday, so we can do some thoughts on Dynamite and last night's TNA Impact. And we'll also be talking all of the news, including an update on Braun Strowman, who, in fact, needs to undergo surgery for the infection we were talking about a couple of days ago. We've got more news on the Rumble and Powerhouse Hobbs and Tommaso Ciampa, the WWE 2K26 video game. We got notes on Collision and NXT ratings. A lot to talk about with those two numbers, including an all-time record low for one of them. And we'll also get into MJF, Nick Nemeth. Nick Nemeth wants to have a match with MJF, even though one's in TNA and one's in AEW. He thinks it's possible. Chase Owens re-signing with New Japan. And Cody Rhodes has a request for wrestlers when he dies. That's right. So a lot to get into here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FWOnline at gmail.com. FWOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
When the deals drop at Kohl's, you feel it. You see up to 50% off end-of-season must-haves, plus up to 85% off clearance favorites. And suddenly, your whole world narrows to one thought. Must shop now. Your to-do list gone. Your dinner plans forgotten. It's just you and your cart gliding through the store. Yeah, Kohl's deals will do that to a person. Save in-store and online now. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts, in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
This year, I'm giving my hair salon a total makeover.
Total makeover sounds totally expensive.
We updated our logo and colors, so I needed to print new signage, brochures, business cards, everything.
Everything will not be cheap.
Staples did it all, and I saved $100 on my order.
$100? Trim my whiskers, that's a good deal. For everything your business needs to print, let's go Staples.
That was easy.
Offer valid in-store and online. Ends 131. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here for the first two segments here on the show. We're not going to force Lance to have to review his own Impact show. That wouldn't be right.
No, because if I praise it, I'm a shill, and if I bury it, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, so we're not going to make you do it. That's what just said.
Yes, I'm explaining why.
Yes, I think everyone can figure that out. But anyway, long before we get to that, we got a lot to get into. I want to wish the best to Adam Scheer, the former Braun Strowman. On Instagram, he posted a video thanking fans for their support. As he battles an infection in his knee, he has undergone surgery and is finally starting to feel the pain subside. He's been in the hospital 4 days, but should only have to spend one more night there. Just had surgery, had an infection in my bursa around my patella and my knee. It got out of control. They went in this morning, removed the bursa from the knee, drained a bunch of fluid, left the wound open to continue to drain. It's going to be a couple of days, still taking it easy. Think I got to stay in here one more night, then I get to go home and then recovery. Still got a ways to go to get over this hump all the way with the infection and stuff, but the pain is finally starting to subside some. Doesn't feel like my kneecap is going to explode anymore. Thank you all for the continued prayers. Well wishes means the world to me. You guys are getting me through this. Been praying a lot to God, asking him to keep me calm, keep my guidance. Had an awesome team for the surgeries, recovery, and we're kicking. We're still kicking. I thank you. Love you all so much for the support. Thank you. And that's all I can say. I'll keep you updated. So that thing got bad. Out of control. And they did the surgery, and hopefully he'll be literally back on his feet soon.
Yeah, best him. Like we said, I think on Wednesday, it's like those infections are serious.
And, they are.
It got worse, and hopefully it'll get better now.
They are no joke. All right, so tomorrow's the Royal Rumble. And we have four matches at this point. The men's Royal Rumble, the women's Royal Rumble, Drew McIntyre versus Sami Zayn, Gunther versus AJ Styles, and whatever they do or do not do on SmackDown coming up tonight. Now, obviously, there are going to be some surprises. We have a list of names that we've gone over many times, but there are always going to be surprises. And Sol Ruka, Lola Vice, Mr. Iguana, most likely Royce Keyes, the former Will Hobbs, and Tatum Paxley, Ethan Page, Obafemi, Tiffany Stratton. Those appear to be, and Nikki Bella. So those are many of the expected surprises. Could be more.
Mr. Iguana's in, but no room for you, Finn.
There's no room for Finn Balor. He should have declared before Mr. Iguana.
He shouldn't have been playing those video games all the time.
What he should do is shave his head and paint his face and come out as Mr. Iguana. And then win. Then reveal he's Finn Balor. But anyway, the talent was told over the last couple of days, because every time they go to any of these places, they like are just bombarding social media with photos. And we talked the other day about how Ray put up that photo of him and Dragon Lee and Penta all unmasked, and they were like covering their faces or whatever. But apparently, I don't know if something happened or if this is just to make sure something doesn't happen, but the talent was told to ease up on the photos because there's concern that like some surprise is going to be like in the background of one of the photos and reveal something. So they're trying to avoid stuff getting out. But I mean, they had people like in full costume on the airplane. Like, I think it might have actually been Damian Priest was covered head to toe. I don't know why he had to be a surprise. Or it might have been somebody else, and they claimed it was Damian Priest. But they're trying to make sure that, you know, it doesn't get out. A lot of speculation that perhaps Chris Jericho will debut in the Royal Rumble. I guess we shall see. I think it'd be pretty hard to sneak Jericho on an international flight without anybody knowing, but
I'd like to think their locker room can keep their mouth closed.
Come on, Lance. Kidding me? We also have this. AJ Styles made a couple of recent trademark filings. He is having a match with Gunther at the Royal Rumble.
Didn't he just renew them?
He has filed for two trademarks. I don't think this is a renewal. I think this is a filing. Alan Jones, which is his real name. The Phenomenal AJ Styles. Actually, he's filed for the Phenomenal AJ Styles and the P1 logo. And he's been using the Phenomenal nickname since at least 2001, it says. The P1 logo since 2012. And a lot of questions about what this means. Because when he had that match with Nakamura, Nakamura did go on social media. And he did legitimately tell the story about how, and I don't want to say he doesn't know what's going on, but he didn't know what was going on, clearly, because he wrote this whole thing, and part of it was, I asked AJ, you know, in Japan, when he did a promo last year, like, sounds like you're on your way out, and he said that AJ told him, I've already decided, I'm retiring at the Royal Rumble. So he puts all this on social media, and then very shortly thereafter, he pulls it from social media. Because it wasn't supposed to go up like that. So anyway, I think AJ was going to retire at the Royal Rumble. They could change it. If you've been watching a lot of WWE, there have been a lot of stories that have gotten out that didn't get changed. So if he ends up losing on Saturday, reconnect. If he ends up losing on Saturday, I have to tell Lance to reconnect. If he ends up losing on Saturday, then we have two other questions. One, is he retiring from wrestling and he's going to get a job backstage at WWE? Or is he going to be heading to AEW, New Japan, wherever? So these trademark filings have gotten people thinking, maybe he is going to go to AEW. Maybe he is going to go to New Japan. Maybe he's just retiring from WWE. And my guess is that he is retiring and that he is done. However, I could not help but notice that on Raw Monday, when they were talking about this match, they did very specifically say, your WWE career will be finished. They were very specific about it. They did not say his wrestling career or anything like that. They specifically said his WWE career. So I don't know what the future of AJ is, but my gut feeling is he is losing tomorrow and that he is probably done. But we'll see.
Regard, regardless if he's done in WWE or done permanently, he's going to want those trademarks for merchandising and other things that he can do post-retirement.
Sure. He could do that. So we'll find out here in about, within 48 hours, we'll know the answer to this question. Dave noted in the Observer, we got two people that went back and forth. Hobbs went to WWE, Ciampa went to AEW. And Dave noted in the Observer that, you know, there'd been a lot of talk about Hobbs going to WWE, and there was this belief that WWE had just given him this giant offer and he jumped. That is not what happened. He got a huge offer from AEW to stay. And I don't know what the number is, but I was told it was, like, most people probably would not believe this number. But his feeling was he wanted to go to WWE. And so he turned it down and went to WWE. Dave said the offer was much higher than I would have expected. Would have been a number that I believe would have been higher than anyone except Chris Jericho in 2019. He said the offer is similar to what Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and others have made in recent years, would be in line with what Danielson got to jump from WWE to AEW. Maybe a little less, but in line. And essentially, the theory is that, you know, if WWE offered him even anything close, I mean, they pretty much have to push him because of how much money they're paying this guy. So I do expect him to run roughshod in the Royal Rumble tomorrow. But that's the story on Hobbs, and we'll get into Ciampa after the break. Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Ciampa showed up in AEW on Wednesday. We'll do some Dynamite notes here in a moment. And he did an interview on the Takedown on SI.com. He said he'd been leaning towards it for quite some time. I don't know what I can say. There's one sole factor that led to it or caused it. If I wrestled in the 90s, I'd want to be part of ECW. Early 2000s, Ring of Honor. Lucky I got to do a little bit of that. 2010s, wanted to be part of NXT Black and Gold. Look at the landscape of pro wrestling. In the 2020s, want to be in AEW. That's what I want to be a part of. There are a lot of times I tried, and for one reason or another over the years in WWE, wasn't just something that I could do. He wants to be the Psycho Killer. And WWE... probably was not down with the idea of a guy called Psycho Killer. But Tony had no problem with it. And he said that he's better now than he was when he was portraying the character he did in NXT. He said, for a long time I had to listen to people tell me, not so much directly to my face, but more so online. 2018 was prime Ciampa. I'm 100 times better now than I was then. That was nothing. He said, I finally have a shot to find out if I'm as good as I think I am. So he's... wrestling Mark Briscoe on Saturday.
I bet you that'll be good.
He better win that match.
Yes.
Don't make me wield my power. He better win that match. So that's up on SI.com. What did you think of Dynamite?
There was a lot of stuff I liked. One thing I do want to put over, I've always harped and complained when commentators harp on, you know, you need to hook the leg. And it's like, why are you pointing stuff out that just makes a talent look worse? Especially when hooking the leg ain't the be all and end all. But, Taz, to his credit, with my favorite line of the show, when, Ace Austin flipped Mox over for a pin, and both he and Excalibur, I think, noted, I was expecting him to shoot the half. And then when Mox kicked out, I think it was Excalibur said, it's like, well, maybe that would have made the difference. And then Taz said, well, it's easier said than done. It's a lot harder to do in there than to say sitting here. And I was like, thank you, Taz, because Ace Austin was the dude getting punched in the face by Mox for 10 minutes, which isn't always conducive to the best decisions in the heat of the moment. And Taz was a total pro and protected the wrestlers and put over the fact that it's easy to be an armchair quarterback.
That's why I hate jiu-jitsu tournaments. It's just the worst. All you do is you have some guy on the outside going, triangle! Hello? I don't know, man.
It was like
it's like the competitors are expecting you to teach them jiu-jitsu from the sidelines. It's like, bro, if you don't know a triangle by the time, like, me screaming triangle is going to help you know that you should try a triangle right now? I don't know, whatever.
I like the fans watching MMA that scream, get up!
Yeah, get up.
The guy on the bottom never would have thought of that.
The coaches yell the same thing. Get up! Get out of there!
Yeah, it's like my mother-in-law yelling at the TV telling the hockey player to shoot.
The Dynamite show, this actually would have been last week. Everything's, with this whole Big Data Plus panel, everything is like a week late now. We never get the ratings the next day. Last week, the show did 498,000 viewers. And a .08, which was basically the same thing the show did the week prior, the second lowest rating they've ever drawn in the category on a Wednesday night, which actually Dynamite and NXT both did a 0.08. So neither did particularly well, although that's last week's Dynamite compared to this week's NXT. Somehow they did. Think about this. NXT did 674,000 viewers, but a .08 in 18 to 49. How many old people are watching this show? That's an astounding viewership versus 18 to 49 demo. So It ties the lowest number they've done since December 30th. Neither show did particularly well. But both did way better than Collision. Last Saturday's Collision did 253,000 viewers, which, funny enough, this is another one, 253,000 viewers is the second highest audience total in the last 6 weeks. Okay? Second highest viewership in 6 weeks. Yet the 18 to 49 was a 0.02, which is the lowest rating that Collision has ever done in 18 to 49 in history. I'm not talking, you know, it aired at Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock on... No, it doesn't matter what day it aired. It doesn't matter when it aired. It doesn't matter what the Collision competition was. 0.02. All-time record low for that Collision. So, that's not good. And, you know, Dave noted, and this is the real issue, everybody. Yes. Is it clear that Big Data Plus panel is very likely underrepresenting 18 to 49 viewers? Yes, that is probably true. However, this is the key, and it goes for AEW and WWE and Impact and everything. It doesn't matter. I mean, it matters, but it doesn't matter because they're now having to sell ads based on the show doing a 0.02. So the advertising revenue that Collision and Dynamite and NXT, the television revenue that they're generating has taken a hit by like a third. And so, you know, everybody, I don't want to hear about ratings. Oh, it doesn't matter, blah, 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 blah. Well, it really matters for AEW because, you know, all of the WWE programming, they're locked down for years, okay? But, you know, AEW is not. Next year is their contract year. And in 2027, if they're doing 0.02s and their ad revenue is cut by a third or a half, I mean, they ain't getting, they're just not. So even Rampage, which is no longer on the air, they were doing way better than a 0.02. So this is concerning. And it's also, I would find it particularly concerning that so far there's been no movement of Big Data Plus panel to try to figure out the situation or remedy the situation or whatever. All I know is these numbers are very bad, and the stations are, they're not happy about it. But it's what's being done, and it's how they're selling the ads. So you can't argue, well, they're underrepresented, but it doesn't matter. Those aren't the real numbers. Those are the real numbers to advertisers. So, not good. The TNA show actually did a 0.03. So, the TNA show, I think for 2 weeks now, has outdrawn, I think it's beaten Collision every week.
In the demo.
In the demo, yeah. So, we'll talk about TNA afterwards. I won't make you be here, obviously, for the full review, but I will say, Lance, it's a pretty good show.
I liked it.
I think the second and third shows both have been miles, miles and miles and miles better than the debut. And actually, yeah, on going back to the other note, this guy here goes, let's crowdfund an Observer Live ad. Are you aware that on Monday Night Raw, Monday Night Raw, not Impact, not Collision, Monday Night Raw, you can buy a 30-second spot for as low as $9,000.
Really?
Really? $9,000, guys.
Oh, that's on Netflix.
That is on Netflix. Okay, but still, $9,000. So, yeah. Anyway. $9,000. Chase Owens is re-signed with New Japan Pro Wrestling. So, you know, you got a lot of people going back and forth because for reasons I still, it's been like this for years and years and years and years and years. But New Japan, like for the most part, they sign everybody to one-year deals, which would be fine. Like Elena Black, for example, signed a one-year deal with Impact. But they like sign everyone on the same month. So like they go through the Tokyo Dome and then the Tokyo Dome ends and then it's like, 18, 19, 20 guys have all got their contracts coming due right now. I was like, man. And, you know, a bunch of people, they decide they want to go somewhere else or whatever. And then next thing you know, it's like NXT. Where'd all the talent go? Actually, only four people left NXT, but I talked about last night. Somehow four people left NXT. You have almost no stars on the show. You don't have zero. You know, you've got a couple of stars in the women's division and a couple of stars in the men's division. But, like, this show just comes across as no stars. And you gotta think about the future. Nothing is forever. You're gonna have people get hurt. You're gonna have people go down with injury. You're gonna have to have people called up to the main roster. You gotta figure out a way, if this happens, to have stars left over. And NXT was not prepared for that, and now they're suffering. And finally here, Cody Rhodes has a special request for wrestlers attending his eventual funeral, Lance. Wear your gear!
Yeah.
He wants everyone in gimmick, full gear. He wants to be buried in the American Nightmare Sandra Gray robe. Bury me as I was. I spent so much time giving back to pro wrestling, taking from pro wrestling, loving that I got to play a superhero. I'd like to go out a superhero. So get your gear ready, everyone.
I'm really hoping he will be in his 80s or so when he dies, and all of his friends will be too. I do not want to see all his co-workers in full gimmick in their 80s.
Well, that's going to be a great funeral. Back in a moment. Thank you, Lance. Wrestling Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is departed as we discuss the TNA Impact show from last night. I want to mention, by the way, we didn't review Dynamite yesterday, but we reviewed it on the Brian and Vinny show. For subscribers, WrestlingObserver.com and Video.FRWOnline.com, Apple, Spotify, etc., etc. So I want to say that I thought the show was quite good. It made that NXT show even worse, for being honest. But a lot of changes I liked. They had several matches where I feel in the past, I love Rocky Romero. He's been a guest on the show many times. He does not need to be dominating 80% of a match with Kenny Omega. But he didn't. They did the match. Every match on the show was exactly what it should have been and exactly how long it should have been. I thought that was a huge improvement. We had a lot of video packages recapping things that had happened to remind us of what had happened in the past. And in the main event, I swear to God, when they announced this match, I started out furious. Like, why is Andrade in this world title tournament? Andrade's had two matches since he came back. He beat Angelico, and he beat Magnus. That's it. And now he's in this mini tournament thingy that they're doing for a world title shot. And at first I was like, this is so, why is he in this? Like, I like him, but it doesn't make sense that he is in here over someone like a Kyle Fletcher or an Okada or whoever. And then they announce he's facing Swerve, and I'm like, okay, so he's just a body in here to have a banger who's going to lose, and then, you know, we're back to Swerve and Hangman, and I have nothing against those guys. I think those guys are all great. But what I want is somebody new in the world title picture. And incredibly, Andrade won this match, and he's got a new lease on life. Like, I think he's realized this is it. I've burned a bridge. I burned a different bridge. And then they built the bridge back to this place again. I can't burn it again. He was on fire in this match. And when it was over, like, the people were behind him. And then they had a backstage segment and people are chanting ELO. They're like going crazy for this guy. I was like, my God, this is what I've been wanting. And so next week, it's Andrade and Kenny Omega. I'm in the same position where I figure, like, I got nothing against Kenny. He's great. But I feel like we need something different. And I'm hoping next week Andrade wins that match. But not sure it's going to happen. But I thought this was an excellent edition of Dynamite. And a lot of positive changes in a good direction. Thought it was good. And also this TNA Impact show. This Impact, it's not like the best show in the world. But it's a very solid, easy to watch, 2-hour wrestling show. And yes, the debut show was, I don't have a strong enough word on the radio, an atrocity, a disaster. It was appalling, horrific, whatever adjective you want to come up with. It was so bad. But then week two, I thought, man, week two was pretty good. And week three may have been even better than week two. Why they couldn't do something like this for the debut? Well, it's still Impact. That's the only answer I've got. But I thought this was a good show. So it opened up with the system coming down to the ring. Last week they turned heel. They turned on Moose. They turned on the retired JDC. And they're doing this promo explaining that Moose was selfish and JD was only riding the coattails of the system. And out comes Alicia Edwards. She is the wife of Eddie Edwards. And when they turned on everybody last week, she was selling it like they hadn't filled her in. And so she comes out, and in fact, she reveals, unless it's a swerve, which I expect, by the way, she says, why didn't you guys fill me in? She's really upset. Eddie goes, listen, you knew, or then she says, you know what? I'm not sure I want to be with the system, and my deal's coming up soon. And he's like, you're going to leave because of what we did? And she says, I don't want to be any part of this. And Eddie says, you're going to put your business in front of these people? I thought it was supposed to be ride or die. And she goes, I don't want to be a part of it. And she leaves. So they're teasing that she's going to leave TNA, her contract's coming due. I suspect that she's going to screw somebody and it's going to be a swerve and she'll end up back with the system. But right now, it could go either way. Because in storyline, they're making you believe that she actually didn't know, and maybe she didn't. We had a Nick Nemeth BDE match. A BDE is a YouTuber. But he also is a trained wrestler. He started working about 2 years ago. He's been working about a year, done a lot of indies. They said 25 matches. And, you know, this match, I mean, for what it was good. This one, I will say, did not need to go quite as long as it did because it was basically, you know, BDE hit a dive and then Nemeth cut him off and got heat and he beats him through the commercial break. And they should have just come right back for the comeback. But they came back for even more heat, and then he got like a very short comeback, and then he goes for the springboard cutter, which is like the hottest move on the indies. It's like everyone's finish. And Nemeth turned it into a zigzag out of midair and pinned him. And I thought this was a good match. BDE's got a lot of talent, and Nemeth did a great job with him. So then Ryan Nemeth comes out, and he calls out Mara Shade, and he says, I beat you at the pay-per-view, and you need to admit that I am the superior athlete, and I beat you in a wrestling match at Genesis. And Mara Shade, who's a babyface, by the way, and he did beat her, Mara Shade says, you didn't beat me. You got away with one. I was like, well, he did beat you. But anyway, he says, you must be attracted to me. And so she starts throwing punches. And, you know, as a worker, I feel like Mara Shade still has a long way to go. But I got to say, man, she threw some good punches in this segment. And then he ends up hitting her with a lariat, which got incredible heat. And he stands over her, and the refs come down to break it up. So I guess their feud must continue. Elegance Brand did a celebration with Ash backstage. She has been cleared to wrestle. So she did have some legitimate health in some legitimate health issue. She hasn't revealed what it is yet. I guess she thought maybe her career really was over, but she's been cleared, and so she's back. And they set up a six-person when Zaya and Indy Hartwell showed up with Lei Ying Li. So they're going to do a six-person coming up here, I would presume, next week. We had Stax against the Hometown Man. Here's another one. If I got one problem with this show, and I can't say yet because I haven't been watching a lot of TNA television, but I can see all these seeds being planted. We got another one here. Ariana is Santino's daughter. Santino's obviously the babyface GM. Stax is a heel. Ariana is legitimately Stax's fiance. She's been a heel. Last week, out of nowhere, she goes to Santino and apologizes. She's sorry for everything that happened. He forgives her. They hug. So this week she comes out and, you know, she's claiming she's going to be on the straight and narrow. And so Stax keeps trying to cheat. He wants her to give him the belt, blah, blah, blah. She won't do it. And so he's getting more and more angry. She doesn't want to be a part of any of this. And so finally he rakes the eyes. She can't take it. So she turns around to not watch. And as she turns around, he hits the guy with the belt and pins him. And so she turns around. She sees Stax as one. She's so excited. I told you you could do it without cheating. She doesn't know he's cheated. And so they go backstage, and Santino shows up, and he's not happy. And Ariana says, Stax, what happened? And Stax goes, I did it my way. And now she's upset. And she goes, Santino, I will deal with this. And she chews out stacks and she says, this is not okay. And she walks off. Again, I presume this also is a swerve. And if like every single storyline ends up being a swerve, I'm not going to like it. So we need to have a few that that aren't the obvious swerve, because these all feel too obvious. We had Hotch against the Drifter, Elijah. You guys remember Elijah from WWE? In fact, the announcers call him the Drifter, which warms my heart. And they had a very good TV match, which if you would have told me, I would have been very skeptical. But I saw it with my own eyes. They had a good match. These people love the Drifter. They're so into this guy. And Hotch misses a spot off the top. They have a striking battle. Elijah hits a knee strike out of midair. Tombstones him, pins him. This was a legitimately good match with the Drifter. And then the heels beat down Elijah afterwards. He demands Elijah's guitar, Ali, but Elijah makes his own comeback. He took a freaking wild swing at Ali with this guitar, but Ali bailed. And fans go nuts for the Drifter. So there you go. Had a segment with this new wrestler, Jada Stone. She's all excited about being in TNA. The Order 4 tries to interrupt. She tells him off. Tasha Steelz gets in her face. And Tasha ends up slapping her, which, God blesses Jada. She oversold this slap like she'd been hit with a missile. And Elijah shows up, so it looks like we'll have some mixed tags there. Elena Black versus Ruthie J. Elena Black is the former Cora Jade. Daria is out there doing commentary. Daria is very good at her job. Elena Black, God bless her. I mean, she showed me nothing in this match. It was just one-sided match, just like basic spots. Ruthie made a short comeback. Ruthie actually might have looked better than Elena in this match. And then Elena hit her with a neckbreaker of some sort for the pin. And, I mean, just nothing in the ring. I mean, she just comes out and her promos aren't very good. Most of what she does is just posing. And I was not impressed with this match at all. Then we had the Hardys and the Righteous backstage. The Righteous do this speech. And you got to watch this just to watch Jeff Hardy's face. He has absolutely no idea what these guys are talking about. He doesn't say one word. He just looks at him like, well, what are you talking about? And finally, Matt goes, what are you talking about? And essentially, the Righteous, they say, how about instead of fighting, we fight together? So I guess they want to team up. Time to open the briefcases. I need to talk about this with Lance on Monday because I want to discuss. I hate this Feast or Fired. I think the concept is so stupid. But there is, I believe, a way to do it right, but they don't do it. So I want to discuss that with Lance on Monday. But Trey goes to open the briefcase. Please don't let this happen twice in 1 month, he says. And in fact, he gets the shot at the international title. Eddie's next. He gets a shot at the world title. Steve Macklin is next. Fired. And then Eric Young has the X Division title shot. And they go back to the announcers, and Tom Hannifin, I swear to God, he is in tears. He's crying. He was my best friend, which made the concept even more stupid. But we'll talk about this on another day. And then at the pay-per-view, we had Rich Swann and AJ Francis in the opener. And I thought that match was really good, like 3 3/4 stars. They had a no-holds-barred match here. This was as good or better than that match. I know people hate AJ Francis, but like as a big guy who the people hate, who gets heat, he's beyond competent in his job. And Rich Swann was great, and they worked together great. And finally, Swann hit a Hurricane Rana onto chairs, a frog splash onto chairs. He pinned the guy. Great match, great heat. I mean, a genuinely excellent main event. Rich Swann versus AJ Francis, no holds barred. We'll talk about more after the break. Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. It is Royal Rumble weekend, and the plan is on Saturday. Vinny, my buddy Mark, and I are going to start watching about 6 o'clock in the evening, 9 Eastern. We can't watch it live. Starts at 11 o'clock Pacific, by the way, 2 Eastern. So we're going to start watching about 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. And we should be done by midnight Eastern, 9 Pacific. And then we will go live on YouTube and Twitch. So if you're listening to this through whatever you're listening to this, you can watch the post show live and free on Twitch if you sign up with your Amazon Prime account. If you don't have Amazon Prime, you got to pay like $4.95 for Twitch or whatever. But if you have Amazon Prime, which many of you do, you can get a free subscription to our Twitch channel. Just go to subscribe, link your Amazon Prime account, and it is a free Amazon Prime perk, a Twitch subscription every month. So twitch.tv/F4WVideo, or you can watch live video.f4wonline.com, and of course the post, the audio, after it's over, that show and Observer Radio Saturday night with myself and Dave Meltzer. Those will be available at WrestlingObserver.com, where you can get all of the archives, or F4WOnline.com/Spotify, where you can get the audio and video, and F4WOnline.com/Apple, if you want to do Apple Podcasts. And Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube, you can get all of the videos and audios, although on Apple, there's no video on Apple. They won't allow it. But YouTube and Spotify, you can get audio and video. Apple Podcasts, you can get audio only. Those are all just $9.99 per month. So it's a fun time to sign up because we do 84 shows every month. And this is the hottest time of the year really for everybody because WrestleMania season, a rising tide. You know, more people are watching wrestling during this period than any other period during the year. Usually helps AEW and everybody else as well. So a good time to sign up. So check it out, WrestlingObserver.com, Spotify, YouTube, or Apple Podcasts. And we will talk to you tomorrow, Wrestling Observer Live.